Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. It's always pleasant to remember old friends and the good time you had together. The trouble begins years afterwards when the old friends look you up and start reminding you of them.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Phillips.
Why, what have you done? I mean, what is it, Heather?
I've just heard something, and I'm so excited I'm practically bursting.
Yes, your uniform does look a bit tight in certain places. Oh, I see, yes. What's the news?
It's about Hank. He's coming here.
Oh, I say, that's absolutely marvelous. I can't tell you how delighted I am about that. Heather?
Yes?
Who is Hank?
Hank? Oh, of course, you've never met, have you?
Yes.
Well, he used to be a boyfriend of mine. You'll get on like a house on fire.
Oh, I'm sure I will, yes. Like a house on fire. Yes, yes. I hope he won't put me out. A boyfriend of yours, eh?
Yes, we used to go everywhere together.
Everywhere? Oh, how quaint.
He's an American, you know.
Hank is?
Mm.
Oh, I'd never have guessed. I mean, Hank's got such an English sound about it, you know, so roast beef, Plymouth hoe, and Yorkshire pudding.
Hank is not a pudding. He's a tough, clean, all-American boy.
Well, never mind. It takes all sorts, you know.
Mr. Phillips, I happen to be very fond of Hank.
Still?
Still.
Oh, what on earth made you think I get on with him like a house on fire?
Well, because he's coming to the island.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, we'll be able to go walkies together. Coming here? What for?
A couple of days.
Heather, that's not what I meant, you know.
What else did you think he was coming here for?
Well, I've got a thumping good idea. I mean, a thumping good mind to go and see number one.
What for?
Well, for once, I have a feeling we're going to need each other.
Come in.
You didn't buzz, sir.
No, Mr. Phillips, I did not buzz. Now, how do you suggest we put this straight?
What, sir?
The curious phenomena that when I do buzz, you're nowhere to be found, and when I don't buzz, you pop your head round my door to tell me I didn't.
Well, sir, I wanted to see you, sir.
Oh, well, what would you like, full face or profile?
Oh, thank you, Master. If you just turn slightly to the left.
Now, Mr. Phillips, what do you want?
Well, sir, it's a house with a Yorkshire pudding in it. I mean, Hank's coming in to give Heather what for a couple of days. that is to say, sir, I think I'll... I think I'll go out and wait till you buzz, sir.
Mr. Phillips, you come back here and explain what all that was about.
Well, it was about Hank, sir.
Hank.
Jolly good, sir. Motorhorn. Very lifelike. Yes, I could practically see it passing.
Mr. Phillips?
What? Oh, pardon, sir, pardon.
Mr. Phillips, to the best of my knowledge, we do not have anyone rejoicing in the name of Hank in this unit.
No, we jolly soon will have, sir.
Oh, you mean he's a new recruit?
No, a very old one, sir. I mean, he's an old boyfriend of Heather's, sir, and he's coming here.
Coming here? Coming? Was he?
Was, sir.
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I can stand competition from you. I mean, anybody could.
Oh, thank you very much.
But with only one Wren on the island who doesn't look like the back of a cruiser, I don't think we want to bump up the odds with American tourists.
Well, quite so, sir.
Yes, I feel that as Hank's an ex-boyfriend of Heather's, he's overstayed his welcome.
But he hasn't even got here yet, sir.
Ah, precisely. Not that I wish to be inhospitable. But I feel that he'd be much happier launching bits of tin into outer space.
We'll put out the unwelcome mat.
Purely in Heather's interest, of course.
Oh, of course, sir, of course.
Out of sight, out of mind, let sleeping dogs lie, and so on.
Quite so, sir, quite so, yes. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw Yorkshire puddings. No, that's not right, no, sir. People who live in Yorkshire puddings shouldn't throw glass
houses. Forget it.
Oh, yes, yes. People who live in Yorkshire puddings shouldn't forget it, sir. Are you sure that's right, sir? Doesn't seem quite right to me, sir.
Yeah. Well, it'll do.
Yeah.
Now, exactly when did Hank think he was coming, eh?
What? Well, I've no idea, sir.
Oh, thank you. That's a very big help. We shall just have to find out, then, can't we?
Will we, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, you will. Now, once we know when our American cousin intends to set foot in the old country, we can take up our un-American activities.
Huh? I'll go and have a word with Helen, sir, and I shan't be...
Look! Look where you're going, blast you.
Lummy, the old man. Hello, old man. I mean, hello, sir. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
I think so.
Yes, jolly.
So am I.
Carry on, sir.
It hurt. Oh, there you are, number one. Have you seen my tin?
Tin, sir?
Yes, it's full of bait. Little round chap with Dr. Wilberforce's cat pastels written on it.
Cat pastels?
Yes, it was Qatar pastels, but somebody got rubbed off.
I see. Well, I don't think it's in here, sir.
Well, it must be in here somewhere. Who's got it? Come on, who's got it?
I can't imagine, sir. Dr. Wilberforce, I presume?
It's no joke, number one. I must have that bait for tomorrow. I've got all my rods cleaned up, ready.
Ah, tomorrow, yes, of course. It's the annual angling competition, isn't it? I was forgetting.
Forgetting? How could anyone possibly forget anything so important as an angling competition?
Oh, it does seem incredible, but there it is.
Well, I've got to find that tin of bait somehow.
Sometime next week, apparently. So, yeah. I didn't know you were still here, sir.
I've lost my bait.
Oh.
It's the angling competition tomorrow, Mr. Phillips. Lieutenant Commander Stanton can't find his bait. It's a tin of Qatar pastilles. Have you seen it?
No, sir, but if the worst comes to the worst, I could always pop down and buy another tin. I don't mind going down to the chemist for you.
I don't use the pastilles for bait, you idiot. I just use the tin.
No wonder you never catch anything.
Oh, sort him out. Sort him out, will you, number one? I'm going to have a look in the wardroom.
You were saying, Mr. Phillips?
Was I, sir? Oh, yes, yes. Hank expects to be here in a week, sir.
Oh, then Hank is in for a bitter disappointment, isn't he? You know, I've just realized that next week would be ideal for holding an anti-invasion exercise. Yes, and we should be closed to all shipping.
Cool. All of a sudden, Hank sank.
Yes, without trace. Now, I'll arrange with Commander Povey to have all shipping warned of the exercise immediately, and that the island is to be cut off from the outside world in general.
And Hank in particular.
Ah, precisely. Ah, now I think I'll take a quiet stroll round to the stores and see if I can catch Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Catch him, sir?
Yes, in whatever unauthorized activity he may be engaged upon today.
And the best of British luck, sir.
I never caught him yet, but it's always worth a try.
Johnson! Johnson!
Sean! Oh, me thumb. Oh, you did that deliberate.
Ah, serves you joyful, you audible little woody woodpecker, you. What are you supposed to be doing?
Well, I'm making myself a bedside table, Chief. It's to go beside me bedside. I saw it in one of them do-it-yourself books.
Oh, sorry. Well, keep up that hammering, and you're the yourself that's going to get done. Look, if you must do your little nut with an hammer, you can fasten the lids on those crates over there. Get on with it.
Crates, Chief? What's in them?
What's in them?
Yeah.
Nothing. They're empty.
Well, if they're empty, what do you want the lids fastened down for?
To stop nosy parkers like you finding out they are empty, you nit. They should be full of webbing haversacks, if you must know.
Here, you haven't flogged them, have you?
Hey?
Flogged them? Yeah.
What, me?
Yeah.
No, Johnson. No. No. No, but if you do happen to see a certain war surplus shop that's filled smack bang up to the ceiling with webbing haversacks, it's a pure coincidence.
Ah, of course. Chief.
Yes?
That's peculiar.
What is?
I've got an echo every time I hammer. Listen.
Hey, that's not an echo, you cop. It's someone at the door.
Oh, dear.
Tell me, number one.
Ah, thank you, Chief. Yeah. Most peculiar that. You know, every time I knocked, there was an echo.
An echo, sir?
Oh.
I'll have it mended at once, sir.
Most kind of you.
You might get the one I heard done at the same time, Chief.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just thought mending two echoes at the same time. It'd be cheaper than mending one echo separately, one after the other, you see.
Now, look, sonny, grab your honourable little hammer and get the lids on those crates fastened. Right?
Ah, yes, Chief, those crates. Yes, I was here earlier on, but by some error of judgment, you were out and the door was unlocked. And as a result, I have a little piece of information for you.
I'm going to wait this, I'm sure, sir.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident it will displease you, Chief. Tomorrow the Unit Comfort Fund will be holding the annual angling competition.
Yes, I thought it would.
Oh, we'll win it hands down, he will.
Angling, not wangling, cloth ears.
Quite, quite. Naturally, you'll be requiring 30 entry tickets at a pound each.
Yes, of course.
Aye?
A pair of rods
Then
there's the fishing licence.
No, I don't want to go fishing, see.
And if you require a webbing haversack to put your catch in, I understand there's a war surplus store stuffed to the ceiling with them.
Oh, yes, we know about that. The chief will just...
Help! Help! See you tomorrow, chief. Yes, right. Aye, aye, sir. I shall look forward to a pleasant but flaming expensive day's fishing, sir.
Thought you might. Splendid. But I was also warned that we shall be holding an anti-invasion exercise any day now, so you might see that all is prepared for it.
Oh, blimey. I mean, aye, sir.
Good. Carry on, then. Grand morning, isn't it?
Grand morning, isn't it? It's a carve-up, that's what it is.
I didn't know you were keen on fishing, Chief. Fancy you going in for an angling competition.
I'm not going in for it. I've just been done rotten because of it. Look, nobody goes in for that competition except Lieutenant Commander Staunton, who therefore wins it with monotonous regularity. What puzzles me is this anti-invasion exercise bit.
I suppose it's just an exercise.
Come off it. Well, look, this is a little device that Number One learnt from me when I had a certain difference of opinion with the dockyard police at Portsmouth.
I thought you always had a difference of opinion with them.
Yeah, so I have, mate. But that time it was more different than usual. And we held them off for a month.
Well, what happened then?
We played swaps. They held me for a month. Wonder what Number One's trying to dodge. I've got to find out somehow. Otherwise, I'll be skint.
More sherry, Commander Povey?
No, thank you. And I wish you'd stop flitting about with that confounded bottle like a bee going from flower to flower.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Yes, Mr. Phillips, stop being a silly bee and find something to do.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, I just remembered. I'm wanted in the outer office.
Well, then, as Chief Petty Officer Pertwee would say, flutter off.
Yeah, if I only had wings. aye, sir. Cor, how to win friends and influence people.
Serves you right. You shouldn't have gone in there. Hello, main office.
Heather, honey, it's Hank.
Hank? Oh, Hank!
Oh, heck.
Great news, honey. I'm in Jersey and I'll be over on the boat tomorrow.
You'll be here tomorrow? But you said next week in your letter.
I'm telling to read it again. Excuse me, I must get back to the others.
I'm dying to see you again. It'll be such fun hearing about everything.
If you've come to find out if I want any more sherry, Mr. Phillips, the answer is still no. How you ever managed to get through Dartmouth is completely beyond my comprehension.
Well, I had a bicycle, sir, and I turned left at Lyme Regis. Oh, I see. Yes. Well, I wasn't exactly the cadet of the year.
I'll bet you were the something of the year.
Yes, I was, actually.
What was it you wanted, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, yes. Heather's had a phone. You know. Next week will be too... It's a lovely day tomorrow.
What?
Thanks for the memory. Tomorrow is a lovely day.
You know, he's getting worse. If that's possible.
Oh, yes, sir, it is possible. I just...
Mr. Phillips, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but is our anti-invasion exercise arranged for tomorrow?
Not yet, sir, but it better be.
Anti-invasion exercise?
Oh, yes, sir. That's why I asked you to come over from Pompey. We're holding an anti-invasion exercise, and we want the island closed to all shipping. Hmm?
Do you mean you're holding an exercise without being forced into it? I can't believe it. Oh, very well, I'll see the island is closed to shipping as from dawn tomorrow morning.
Ah, thank you, sir. Yes, well, we must keep the men up to the mark. Huh?
Well, you've never bothered before. This sounds most interesting, and I think it's my duty to stay here and observe this exercise myself.
Stay here? No, I shouldn't bother, sir.
You know, I'm beginning to think this exercise idea is a stinker of the year.
What was that?
I just remembered what they called me at Dartmouth, sir.
What?
Stinker of the year, sir.
They were so right, Mr. Phillips, they were so right. Now, go and tell Lieutenant Commander Staunton that the angling competition is postponed.
Aye, aye, sir. But he's not going to like it, sir.
There you are, Chief. Me bedside table's finished. It's jolly solid.
Yeah, like its owner. Look, for Drake's sake, who wants a bedside table that's 6 foot high?
Well, I've only got hammer, so I couldn't saw the legs off.
Well, you better build yourself a little ladder so you can get out of bed and climb up to put your book on it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now I'll need 2 long bits and hundreds of little short bits.
No, not today you won't, Tensing. It's the exercise, and you'll be scarpering up and down the cliffs all day.
Well, what about you?
Me? I'll be cheering you on.
Oh.
Stores here, we're closed. Try and get the
money. Hold it.
Hello? Who's that?
It's me, Johnsy boy. Uncle Sebastian, Fleet Air Arm Jersey.
Oh, hello, Nunky.
Oh, blimey, another relative.
Hello, Nunky. What's gone wrong, then?
Nothing. Just a little matter of business.
I don't want any. Here. Well, wait a minute, though. I'll tell you what, though. How much will you give me for a bedside table at 6 foot high?
Here.
Now, listen a minute, can't you? I've got a bloke here called Hank something, and he wants to get to your island urgently, but with this exercise on, he can't.
Hank? Hank? I don't know anybody called Hank.
Good. Then I'm going to fly him over in a helicopter.
Yeah, at a price, of course.
Of course?
Yeah, fair enough. Only you better make it a pretty steep one, because I've just tumbled to something. The landing fees for unauthorised helicopters have just gone up over here.
Twister?
Likewise, only more so. Well, that tells you something, doesn't it, Johnson? Once Hank gets here, I don't think this beach landing exercise will last quite so long after all.
Why not?
Because I think the enemy's coming by air.
I still can't believe that you're actually taking part in an exercise of your own doing. When we want you to take part in an exercise, we practically have to revive the press gang.
We have noticed, sir.
I've divided the ship's company in two, sir. Half are defending the island, the other half will attempt to make a landing later on.
I see. Well, let's get out on the launch and take up a position of observation.
Certainly, sir.
I say, what's that noise?
Noise? Mm. Well, it's like a helicopter.
So it does. I think it's going to land.
Very odd. I wonder if CPO Pertwee...
Lummy. It has landed.
Oh, come on, we'll miss the exercise. Probably only male.
It is, an American one in uniform.
Gracious, and Hank.
Number one, we've been bypassed.
What are you jabbering about?
Oh, yes, come on, Bovey. I think I better investigate this. So perhaps you take the launch and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips and I will...
What about the exercise?
Just observe it like mad, sir, and we'll join you later. Come on, sir, there's no time to lose.
Yes, they're coming, Mr. Phillips, and see you later, Commander Bovey.
Good grief, they're mad. Stark raving mad, the lot of them.
Gee, Heather, you're looking real great.
Thanks, Hank. Where did you get that tan?
All over.
Well, that's not quite what I...
Now, come on, honey. How about a little kiss for old time's sake?
But, Hank, you've only just
arrived. Now, come on, baby.
Hank.
I say, drop that body. What's going on?
I should have thought that was regrettably obvious, Mr. Phillips.
This is Hank.
Hiya, fellas.
Charmed.
Delighted.
Hank's just arrived.
Really? When's he going?
The subtle approach. Still, as this is only a flying visit, don't let us detain you.
Hey, you got it all wrong. I aim to stay for a while.
Oh, then you've got it wrong. And so happens that we're in the middle of a most important exercise.
Then you go, just go right ahead. Heather and I have a lot to talk about.
Hank, I think you better disappear for a bit. I am on duty, you know.
Oh, I'm sure the lieutenant can fix that.
Can you, Lieutenant?
No. I mean, thank you. Pay for this exercise on, it's quite impossible.
Oh, gee, what am I going to do with myself all day?
How about flying back to Jersey?
A great little kid of this one. I like him, Heather. Yes, sir, I like him.
Bully for you, Mr. Phillips.
And you're okay, too.
Thank you. I'm so glad we'll do. Mr. Phillips, a thought has occurred to me.
What's that, sir?
If Uncle Sam here is interested in fishing, he might like to enter the Unit Comfort Fund's annual fishing competition.
Fishing! Fishing, that's my favorite sport.
Is it?
Gee, have you got a set of rods I could borrow?
But hang!
Not now, honey. Not when there's fish waiting to be hooked.
I rather think one has been already. Mr. Phillips, you'll find a set of Lieutenant Commander Staunton's rods in the wardroom, which I'm sure Hank could borrow.
Oh, aye, aye, sir. Oh, lummy.
Now what?
I've just remembered that he might be using them, sir.
Using them? He can't be. He's on the exercise.
I don't think he is, actually, sir. I forgot to tell him.
You mean he's in a rowing boat somewhere?
Yes. Right in the middle of his exercise.
Oh, you blithering idiot. Ah, well, well, it can't be helped. There should be a spare rod or two in the wardroom anyway, so take Hank with you and see if you can fix him up.
Now, just a minute. What
so
do you
long,
do?
So long, honey. See you later. Gosh, of all the luck. A fishing competition.
After you, honey.
Splendid. Now, well, if you'll excuse me, Heather, I must...
Just a moment. Sir.
Yes, and I really am most terribly...
I'm sure you must have overlooked it, sir, but you do realize that if Hank goes out in a boat to fish, he'll probably get captured by someone in the exercise.
Oh, dear, yes, so he might. Completely slipped my memory. Hmm. I suppose the best thing I can do is to take a gentle stroll down to the jetty and see if I can stop Hank rowing off before it's too late. Now, where's my hat?
I shouldn't bother, sir. I expect that by the time you reach the jetty, it's more than likely you would just miss him.
Well, that's always possible.
I have every hope that he will get captured.
Oh, yes, that's the object. I beg your pardon?
I've never been ditched for a wet cod before, and I'm not starting now.
Very wise of you, Heather, very wise.
Hello, Heather. Here, where's this boyfriend of yours?
He's not my boyfriend, and to the best of my knowledge, he's still fishing. He has been all day.
Fishing?
Yes. Chief? How did you come to know about him?
Ah, simple. A relative of mine flew him over an helicopter, which Number One unfortunately spotted. And as a direct result, I copped a right mouthful while I got back from the exercise.
I can imagine.
Well, I sincerely hope you can't, my love. Now then, where's Number One now then?
In his office with Mr. Phillips.
Right. Go in. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, sir, I wanted to know if you could arrange an extra meal for the lads, sir, to be served at once.
An extra meal, Chief?
What for? They can't be hungry.
Well, sir, no, it concerns Abel Seaman Johnson, sir.
Johnson? Well, what about him? Where is he?
Where is he? Well, halfway up a cliff, sir.
Halfway up a cliff? What's he doing there?
Hanging on, sir. Well, when last seen, that is, sir.
Gracious. What's all this extra meals business got to do with Johnson being up the cliff?
Well, it's a bit tricky to explain, sir, but briefly, well, he can't get down again, and he can't go up because there's certain dirty great dollop of feminine pulchritude called Cookhouse Clara's waiting for him at the top.
Lummy. Blow his horrible luck.
Oh, I take it you've met the lady, sir.
We all have, Chief. I'll see she reports back to the galley at once.
Oh, sir, thank you.
Number one, what the devil's going on? Why didn't someone tell me about this exercise?
Oh, didn't they, Commander Starnell? I'm sure.
No, they thumping will didn't. Some idiot's been holding me a prisoner all day in a blasted cave.
Oh, well, well. Yeah.
I never got any fishing at all. Just icy water dripping down the back of my neck.
I can't see how sorry I am, sir. I'm
just about to catch a big fellow, I was too. Know him anywhere, been after him for months. And this idiot's pounced on me, and that was my lot for the day.
Come in.
Hank would like to see you, sir.
Oh, would he? Well, then he'd better come in.
Thanks, and have I got something to show you?
Who's this moron?
His name's Hank, sir.
It is a poor thing, but his own.
Sir, about those hot dinners, sir. Abel Seaman Johnson still up there,
I hadn't forgotten, Chief.
Another half hour, sir, and it won't matter.
Now, be quiet. I don't think we've met our guest, Hank, Chief.
What? Don't be ridiculous. How can a man be called Handkerchief? Nonsense.
Handkerchief. Great sense of humor, the little old guy. Who is he, Heather?
Lieutenant Commander Staunton, and he's our captain.
Oh.
He's also a keen fisherman.
Then I've got something in here to make his eyes pop. There. How about that?
Blaster my poop deck! The big fella! The one I've been after for months. Number one. Look what this bounder's done. That fish and I were old friends. Now he's caught him.
Most unfortunate, sir.
Fortunate sabotage, more like it. Who invited the confounded outsider to compete anyway?
Well, I'm afraid I did, sir. You see...
Oh, you did you? First you have me walled up all day. Then you let Americans with fishing rods loose in my territorial waters.
Oh, no, sir. There's only one American, and he borrowed your rod.
Borrowed my rod? You mean he caught Chummy with my rod?
Well, yes.
You viper in me bosom, you. It's going to be a good many years before your promotion turns up in the Navy list number one. Hundreds, probably.
Oh, dear, dear.
Well, do I win your angling competition or don't I?
It looks as if you do.
Well, no, on the other hand, sir, and putting it another way, sir, he don't.
He doesn't, Chief?
No, sir, no, no. No doubt you were somewhat preoccupied with this exercise of yours being on at the same time, but there was a certain little rule that you overlooked, sir.
Ah, yes, sir, there was, Chief. What was it?
Subsection C, set rule 5, all entrants must be of British birth, sir.
Oh, yes, of course, I fancy me forgetting that. Hard luck, Hank.
Hey, it's a swindle.
Very likely, Cock, very likely. And there's another little rule, sir. A little rule that must have slipped your memory, purely through pressure of duties and all, sir.
Another rule, Chief? Well, do we need another? I mean, what was that?
Well, sir, I'm sure there was a slight oversight on your part, sir, when you suggested, just in passing, that I might like to take part in the competition and subscribe to the funds, sir.
No, Chief, I think that was quite in order.
Subsection D, sir. Competition only open to commissioned ranks, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Most unfortunate. One rule goes with the other.
Precisely, sir. And I must say that I was bitterly disappointed.
What are these rules? I don't remember any rules.
Well, there's no time to explain just now, but it appears that you won again.
Oh, that's more like it. And we'll confiscate that fish for a start.
Yeah, quite so, sir. And as our guest is just leaving...
Oh, am I?
Lovely to have met you. Yes. Mr. Phillips will show you the way.
Yes, charms, sir.
Delighted.
No, wait a minute.
After you, Hank.
Sir...
Well, Chief?
About Able Seaman Johnson, sir.
Oh, yes, we must release him at once.
Well, don't bother now, sir. It's too late. Hmm? He's just gone. Past the window.
Ah, he escaped.
Well, not exactly, sir, no. Now, Cook House Claire is pushing him in a wheelbarrow.
Number one here.
This is Commander Povey, number one.
Oh, good question. I completely... Where are you, sir?
Where am I? You may well ask. Thanks to the bungling, idiotic stupidity of your confounded men, I've been held prisoner in a cave all day long. I was supposed to be observing this exercise, and all I've observed are stalagmites. Or is it stalactites?
Stalagmites are the ones you...
I don't care. Hour after hour, I've been tied up with these morons who flatly refused to let me make a phone call until the wretched exercise was over.
Yes, sir, but,
A more left-handed, know-nothing, dim-witted, cough-headed, infantile, withering, addle-brain collection of nimbecilpoops I've yet to meet. And now, to crown it all, your jetty guard has let an American pitch my launch.
Oh, dear, sir, well, I'll attend to it at once. A grand evening, isn't it?
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Hank was Michael Bates, Heather was Heather Chasen, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and Uncle Sebastian Pertwee was Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.